The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be Masechet Shavuos, Perek Revi'i, Shavuos Ha'edus, Daf Lamed Aleph. In today's daf, we learned many different scenarios of the Isser of Dvar Sheker. I would like to discuss some commonly asked questions that people come across this Isser every day in their own home, and the Achroinim, what they say in regards. First of all, I'd like to discuss and say that the Isser of Dvar Sheker is a very serious one. The Gemara of Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Gimel says that there are four groups of people who the Shechina is not on them, and one of them is a kibbutz, a group of liars. And therefore, we see it's a very serious issue. So, one of the most common scenarios of lying that people have is when they promise their child to give them a gift, and they're not followed through on their promise. It says in Sefer, Kinei Emes, Emes Kinei, that if you promise to give your child something, not giving him the gift you promised is maybe an iser, first of all, of not giving him a ton that belongs to him, but surely you're over the iser of sheker, dvar sheker tirchak. And not only that, it's also bad chinuch. Even, says the poiskim, if you pretend to eat in order to encourage your child to eat, also that is bad chinuch, because it gives him the idea of sheker, the idea of lying. The poiskim, Rishon Yankov Fisher, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discuss when you learn a gemara with your child, and gemara's topic is not one that is appropriate for his age. It is not sneezed to teach him this gemara. Could you lie to your child and tell him that the gemara is discussing something else and switch the words around in order to not tell him the non-sneezed subject? So the opinion of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv Shlita is that you're not allowed to tell them a fake pshat. You must tell them the real pshat, even though it's not sneis. And the truth is, says Shlomo Zalman, that the real pshat, nothing will happen to him, it will not be damaging, because Torah will have a special schus. Also, the iser of lying also applies to a goy, as can be seen in Sefer Reishis Chochma, Shari Kedusha, Yud Beis, Samach Vav. Also, when it comes to business, the Gemara says that one of the questions you'll be asked after Mei V'Eshrim is, Nozav V'Nesavta Bamuna, did you do business? Bamuna. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Nun Vav that this is not referring to geneva and trickery and stealing in business. Because obviously stealing in business is a geneva. That's obviously prohibited. But rather, what you'll be asked after Mei V'Eshrim, not even the Sata Bamuna, is referring to that you did not lie, that you talked nicely, you didn't get angry, you were not tricking, even though it wasn't a lie. And therefore we see in business even lies that are not to do with geneva are also should be avoided. Also, it's interesting to point out the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia in the Chof Gimel Amid Beis there are three scenarios in which you're allowed to lie. Lying regarding to the Gemara says Ushpiza, Mesechta, and Tashmish. Ushpiza means that if someone asks you, was the host that you went to good, delicious food, in order that he should also go there also, you're allowed to lie and not say it was good in order to avoid a lot of people coming to his house. Mesechta means if someone asks you a certain mesechta that you're not learning and asks you, do you know a certain mesechta? You could say you do not, even though it's a clear out lie, to display humility. And tashmish, if someone asks you about your intimate relationships, so the halacha is you could avoid them and lie in order to avoid saying non-sneas things. Now, if we look at the Rosh HaTevis of Ushpiza, mesechta, and tashmish, it's Aleph Mem Tov, which is Emes. And therefore, it says the Orchis Sadikim in Shar Sheker, that even the Gemara is Mata these three things, it should be as much Emes as possible when the lying happens. Another common question what is asked, that if you lie for a certain purpose, and there's a certain purpose for lying. For example, the Meseches Kala tells a very fascinating story, that someone, Rabbi Tarfin, was a big gvir, very rich person. However, his distribution of stucco wasn't quite sufficient for his income. Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfin, please give me some money and I'll make a great investment for you in some real estate. Rabbi Tarfon gave Rabbi Akiva the money for the real estate. Rabbi Akiva went ahead and distributed the money to Aniyim. He went back to Rabbi Tarfon and told him what he did, that he tricked him and he lied to him. And the Gemara, Maseches Kalah, said it was mutter, because in order for tzedakah, you're allowed to lie. But say the poiskim, that so too, when someone collects for a poor Talmid Chacham, which it's a bigger mitzvah to give a poor Talmid Chacham than Nisvach Maseches Kalah, even though the Hamanan doesn't realize that, you're allowed to say, when you collect the money, that the money is for Hachnasas Kalah, even though it's outright lie. Because in order to encourage them to give, you could say a lie that it's Hachnasas Kalah, even though it's really for Talmidei Chachamim. So too, when you're raising money for a Chassin, which people give less money for, if you're raising for a Kalah, you're allowed to lie and say that I'm raising money for a Kalah, which in real emes, you're raising money for a Chassin. All based on Maseches Kalah. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This can be seen in Sefer Titan Emes LeYaakov on page 71. Now, another common way a person lies, when a person is shipping very fragile objects, such as matzah or etzroigim, he's allowed to write on side of the box, glass, even though it's not glass, but since he means that it's fragile, then it's mutter in such a scenario to lie. Also, for the sake of peace, says in Maseches Ovis that Aron HaKohen would lie and tell everyone that everyone liked everyone else, so you could go to your friend and tell him he has an admirer, even though really the person does not admire him. For the shleik of peace, it is mutter to lie. Another common scenario, people want to borrow money and they ask you, could you please give me money? So the halacha is, you're allowed to lie and say, I have no money, even though you have money, but the reason you're not lending him money is because you know he will not really pay back. So in order to avoid the insult of saying you do not trust him to lend him money, you're allowed to say you have no money, even though it's an outright lie. Also, if someone asks for a cigarette and you do not have sufficient cigarettes for yourself, you're allowed to lie, because says Rav Sal Yanka Fisher that when you mean to say you don't have a cigarette, I don't have an extra cigarette for you. And therefore, it is not an outright lie. Also, when someone knocks on the door and looking for someone, and the person he's looking for is sleeping, you're allowed to say that he's not home. Because your intention is, when you say you're not home, means that he's not home and awake, even though really he's sleeping. And therefore you could lie. You don't have to tell everyone that he's sleeping. It might be an embarrassment. Also, we'll discuss in a moment other embarrassments that you're allowed to lie. For example, if someone is a Baal Tshuva and he's asked about his past life, he's allowed to lie and say he's not a Baal Tshuva. Also, if someone is asked when the baby of the birth of the first baby boy, we know the halacha is that the birth of a first, by a Yisrael that has a firstborn boy, we do put it in a ben. If in all truth there was a baby before, that there was a miscarriage, but you feel uncomfortable telling everyone that there will not be a pinyin ben because there was a previous miscarriage, you're allowed to lie, says Yisrael Yankee Fisher, and say that there will be no pinyin ben because the woman was a bas kohen or a bas levi. And therefore, there will be no pinyin ben, even though really the reason for the no pinyin ben is because that there was a hapala in order to avoid embarrassment. Another case could be, this is very common, sometimes we have collectors that knock on our door and the father tells the child, please tell the collector I am not home, because he doesn't want to have to talk to him, he doesn't want to have to give money. Are you allowed to do so? Tell your child to go lie and say I'm not home. So the police can say that the child is allowed to go and tell the Shaleach that the father is not home. As can be seen in Sefer Emes Kinei in page 43, the same Shlomo Zalman. Because if the Baal Bais would answer the door and tell him, I don't want to give you money, that would be a tremendous embarrassment to the Mishaleach, to the Shliach, to the collector. And therefore, the child is allowed to lie. However, says Shlomo Zalman, this should be avoided at all costs, because it's not a good chinuch to tell your child to lie, but I don't know, really you're allowed to do that. Also, if someone asks you how much money do you have, and you're a very wealthy person, you're allowed to lie and say you have no money in order to avoid ayin hara. That's the shita of Rav Ashram Shlita in Sefer Titan Emes LeYaakov. Also, when a wife tells a husband, very common Erev Shabbos, that the husband lied to the wife and say Shabbos is coming in very early, when in actuality Shabbos is later, in order to rush the wife to get the preparations on time. So it says, Rabbi Yashiv in Sefer Titan Emes LeYaakov, that you're allowed to lie to your wife, tell her Shabbos is early, even though in actuality it's later, in order to avoid Chil Shabbos, in order to make things go smoother, Erev Shabbos. Also, we all know the famous Gemara in Ksubis of Yizayim, that a chosin is, you're allowed to lie to a chosin and tell him how beautiful his kala is. So too, when a person buys an object, like a car, or any acquisition, that in honesty, it is a bad acquisition, you're allowed to lie and say it is good acquisition to make the purchaser feel good. Now, that's all allowed to lie to cheering someone up. Also, someone is brokenhearted, and in order to cheer him up, you need to lie. So you're allowed to lie in order to cheer him up if he is brokenhearted. Now, a very common question comes up. People make surprise parties, surprise birthday, surprise anniversary. And in order to lure the young couple, the old couple maybe, or the birthday boy into the room of the cake in the presents, you lie and say something else. That is totally awesome, says Yisrael Yankee Fisher. Because, after all, the child is not depressed. There's no point of lying just to make him more happy. He doesn't need to be more happy, and therefore it's a lie to trick anyone to go to a birthday party. However, when it comes to eulogy, and the matzvah gets up and says outright lies, as it's seen in Yeridea, in Simon, Shin Nun Dalid, it is mutter 100% to lie and say great things about the Nifter. The Taz explains the reason you're allowed to lie is because really the Nifter, if you realize the right thing to do was that, he would have really done it. Second of all, says the Orach HaShulchan, you're allowed to lie because who really knows if he did it or not, so it could be it's true. But anyway, by a hespid, lying is acceptable about the person. Now, when it comes to Shiduchim, when you want to talk about how old someone is, in order to get a right shidduch, the Rabbi Yashiv Shlita says that if someone is 20, they can say they're 19. So that's the only heter I've seen in terms of lying that the post can bring down that clear. Any other questions should be brought to his local rav. Now also in shidduchim, it's very common people are approached about a shidduch and really they want to turn down the shidduch. It's not really appropriate for them. So the post can say that you should go out and say that I'm busy, I'm in the middle of the shidduch. Even though in actuality you're not, it's a lie. However, to avoid hurting the feelings of another, you're allowed to say you're busy in the shidduch, even though it's a lie.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485 Vaad, that's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.